Matthew 26, I think it's 28. Jesus says this. He says, "This is my blood for the new covenant that I've shed for you for the remission of sins. This is my blood for the new covenant." Well, let me tell you how God kind of broke it down to me, how he kind of put it to me. When he said, "This is my blood," what he was saying, this new covenant right here. You know, contracts. If you ever bought a house or bought a car, you got to sign a contract. Well, this is a contract. This is the new covenant. The new covenant. Matthew, the Revelation. This is the new covenant. This is our contract. And it's from Jesus. And it's signed at the bottom by Jesus in blood. And the contract, the way the Lord gave it to me is, "I love you." Signed, Jesus. "I love you." This is the contract that I signed in blood. It's a contract from Jesus. He's given it to you. And he signed it. Now, what is he talking about? This is how God kind of broke it down to me. I signed a contract, Van, saying that I love you, period. So what does all that mean? Well, there's a lot of things, but one of the things it means, I love you, and so I will be a friend. There's a friend that loves at all times. One, I'll be a friend. Two, I'll be faithful to you. Three, I'll be forgiving. I'll be a friend, I'll be faithful, I'll be forgiving. It's my contract. I signed it. Put my name on it. I'm going to do it. It's a contract. Now, here's how the Lord was breaking down a couple things. Number one, he said, don't listen to the devil. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. He's a liar. He would lie to you. Everything he does, everything he says is a lie. Even if it looks like he has the truth. If he has the truth, he'll use it like bait. And he'll put it on the hook and you'll say, "Oh, that looks like truth." But it ain't really, he's setting you up, and when you, as soon as you bite it, you just bit the hook, and he got you. Because everything he does is a lie. He's trying to lie. He will always lie to you. Now, God in the reverse is true. He's not a man that he can lie. He can't lie. He has to tell the truth. God is truth. The devil is a liar. He will lie to you. And when he lies, he'll lie to you about this contract. Will he be your friend? Will he be faithful? Will he be forgiving? Number one, he's your friend. He's a friend who loves at all times. A friend. Y'all ever did anything? Well, I'm sorry. Not y'all. Man, have you ever did anything stupid? Yep. You ever did anything dumb? Yep. You ever did anything that you embarrassed people and they don't even want to be around you doing? Yep. You're an embarrassment. You did something dumb. You did something stupid. Don't nobody want to be. You did something bad. People don't even be acknowledged that they know you. Don't want to be your friend. Jesus says, "I've signed a contract. I will be your friend. At all times. Good times and bad. I will be your friend." There's some people out there that have done some stupid stuff. Some dumb stuff. You probably even have some friends who've done some stuff, and when they did it, they ain't your friend no more. Because you're like, "I don't want to be associated with them. I don't want nobody to know I'm hanging with that. They crazy. Don't want to be with them." Jesus says, "I've already signed off. I will be your friend. No matter what you do." That's what the Lord had me to tell the people when I would go to prisons. They done hurt somebody. They done robbed somebody. They done murdered somebody. They done killed somebody. They done did somebody wrong. And the family won't even contact them. Family won't have nothing to do with them. And the Lord would say, "Hey, go and tell them I'm your friend. I'm a friend at all times. I won't let you go. I'll be your friend." Because I signed this as a contract. My blood. I keep my word. I'm not like people. I will keep my word. I will be your friend at all times. I don't care how messed up it is. I will be your friend. When I would go on death row, and I would tell him, he wants to be your friend. He's still your friend. I know nobody else wants to touch you. Nobody else wants to be around you, but he will be your friend. I'm your friend. I love you. I'll be your friend to the end. Remember Peter? In the Bible, blew it. Talking all that trash. I ain't gonna mess up. I'm gonna hang with you. Me and you, Jesus, ride or die. I'm with you. And then the tough time comes, and Peter take off steam. Can't find Peter. Ain't talking trash. I don't know him. I don't know who it is. I don't know who he is. Jesus still his friend. He will be your friend. You sign. Now the devil will come to you and lie to you. Say, oh look, you done messed up. You done blew it. You done did something wrong. He don't want to be your friend. It's a lie. He will love you at all times. He will be your friend. He will be faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be faithful. The Lord had to deal with me because he was like, Van, I love you. I'm with you. And I'm faithful and I'm keeping you no matter what. Even when you're not faithful, Van, I will be faithful to you. Here's how I roll with my Christian walk. I know y'all perfect. I'm not. Here's how. When things are good, guess what? I forget God. I be like, I forget things. You know, I got money in my pocket. I got food to eat. I got clothes. I forget. I forget to say grace. I just start eating. Man, I be like, man, I got it going good. I don't pray. Sometimes, back then I didn't go to church. I didn't do nothing. I wouldn't read my Bible, every so often do something because things were going so good. And God was still covering me and still watching me and still showing grace and mercy. He was still faithful to me. And I had forgotten because everything was going so good. Then things would go bad. And when things go bad, I start fussing at God. God, where are you at? Why you put me through this? And get the other and say, oh, you don't want to go through this. And you, what you doing? And God, you go. And I didn't thank him when I was going good. And I'm fussing at him when it's going bad. That's an ugly wife. I'm an ugly wife. Messed up. I mean, I'm supposed to be married to him, and I'm being unfaithful. You know, I'm a guy. Doing my own thing, acting my own. God was still faithful. Still woke me up. Still blessed me. Still loved on me. And I'm like, God, why are you so faithful? He said, I signed my contract with you. I'm faithful. Even though you're unfaithful, I will still be faithful. I'm your friend. I'm faithful. And number three, I'm forgiving. I'm a forgiving God. My grace is sufficient. I forgive you, man. I forgive you. Listen, I'm going on 40 years following the Lord. I forgive you, man. I'm still messing up. 40 years, I'm still messing up. He's a forgiving God. Not me. Look, if you do me, if you lie to me or lie to me one good time and mess me up really bad, I lose my house or I lose my car or I lose my job, and you really, because of your lie, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? I will cut you. You off. I see you over there. for my business. I ain't gonna hang out with anything. God forgives you over and over and over. How many times is this? Seven times? 70? How many is that? 490? 490 times a day. I'm giving you like two chances, maybe. I'm not giving you 490. Maybe three if I like you, but I ain't giving you 490. A day? You keep messing up? You keep messing up? God says, I already factored that in. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you, man. I'll forgive you. I'll forgive you again. Lord, I'm addicted to this. Lord, I got a bad habit. Lord, I keep doing this. I forgive you. I forgive you. Now, the devil will come and lie. He'll say, hey, you done messed up so many times. God is tired of forgiving you. That's a lie. My grace is sufficient. I got enough. I factored everything in. Matter of fact, I signed the contract to forgive you. I got you. I won't let you go. I loved Judas. You remember Judas who betrayed me? I loved him. I loved him even when he messed up. Even when he betrayed me. He came to me and I kissed him right there. I loved him. The only issue is he listened to the lie of the devil. But I loved him. If he would have came to me and said, Jesus, would you forgive me? No problem. I love you. Don't listen to the devil's lie. You have a contract. He's your friend. He's faithful. He won't leave you. I don't care if it's good. I don't care if it's bad. He will not leave you. He'll never leave you. He'll never let you. No matter what you're going through, he won't leave you. He won't let you go. And what I like about him being faithful, even if you blow it all the way to the end, he'll still be faithful. You remember the people on the cross? People on the cross knew he messed up. Messed up all his life. Now he's getting ready to die, and he says, Lord, can you remember me? Can you do something for me? And God says, Jesus says, yep, I'll be faithful. Come on in. The other thing, he believed a lie. You could waste your whole life. Get on your deathbed, God will be faithful. When I go to the hospitals and I'm talking, and somebody's about to die, I let them know. He's there. He's your friend. He'll be faithful, and he'll forgive you. I don't care how many times you blow it. His forgiveness will outdo any addiction, any habit that you have. He loves us. And he signed it with his blood. Does that make sense? You're loved. You're loved. So when we take communion just a little bit, it's a contract. And he's there. He's with you. And the part I like about it, because I got to be honest, Lord, I have been a good friend to you. I'm just going to be honest. I have. Sometimes I've been like, man, I don't want to be associated. I mean, I'll be embarrassed or whatever. I haven't been faithful. There's times I haven't been forgiving like I should be. But all they ask of me is just, man, just trust me. Just believe in me. Just know that there's a contract that has been written and believe it. I'll take it from there. Does that make sense? Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you that you love us. You love us so much. And you signed a contract, this new covenant, in blood. You will forever be our friend. You will forever be faithful. You will forever forgive us. Thank you for that blessing. In Jesus' name.